Hi guys, welcome back to the Unraveling Podcast. I hope that you have been liking this series and that it has been a little piece of hope and encouragement to you. We are going to continue on today. We are going to look at Psalm 18, which is a super long psalm. So we're only going to be looking at verses 1 through 6, and we might do a part 2 later on. So if you want to get your Bibles out for this, go ahead. Otherwise, I will be reading it. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and if you would, leave a rating or review, that would be awesome. It truly helps this podcast get seen and heard by other people. But let's get started with Psalm 18. So you guys, the last two psalms we have done have been a little bit of, downers, but very, very honest, and I love those kinds of psalms because I think it puts into words what so many of us feel. But today we're going to talk about a psalm that is more about confidence in God and triumph and victory. And if you really liked the other ones about sorrow and grief, don't you worry, because there are about 1,000 more we could do. Not really, but there's a lot more that we will be going into about that. So today I'm going to start by reading Psalm 18, 1 through 6. This is a super long one, so we're just going to be doing 1 through 6 today. So if you want to follow along, I am reading in from the NIV version. It says, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me, and the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temples, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears." So I know that there's a lot in there, but isn't this one so comforting? I should also add, because this is important, that David wrote this. It says in my little notes here, he wrote it and he sang this to the Lord, the words of this song, when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. So David is writing this in a place of having experienced God's deliverance. And we can see in the names that David gives the Lord that he is so confident in who God is, and he feels so protected and just loved by God. I love looking at the different names that people throughout the Bible give the Lord, and this one, there's so many. So if we start from just verse 1, he says, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." These are all ways to describe something that is so powerful and so steadfast. And we see that David says rock twice, and again, any repetition in the word means that it's significant. David has gone through quite a bit of his own trauma, and so for him to call God his rock is just saying that he knows from experience that God is the secure place where he can stand. When he says fortress, he's saying God is his place of like safety, a hidden place where he can run to. God is his deliverer, meaning that God makes a way for him to get out of trouble, and he makes a way for him to escape. God is his shield. So I think that's pretty straightforward, his protection, his help as his enemies attack him, and his stronghold, which is, I looked into it a little bit, is like a high protecting tower that he is able to run to. And so I just want you to think about that. Do you see and view God this way? Do you think of God as like this safe place you can run to, or this place of strength, or this place of safety, or your defense? And in what ways has God shown you this throughout your life? Because honestly, I think it's super easy for us to forget the way God has been a rock to us, the way that God has been our deliverer or our fortress or the place we take refuge. Us humans tend to forget the good things God has done, especially as soon as something bad happens. Our brain kind of is like wired to just focus so much more on the negative. Again, David has not walked an easy road. If we read 4 through 6 again, just listen to this. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me, and the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called out to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. So clearly, David is not just saying, life has been easy and now I'm praising God. And I wonder what you're going through right now that feels maybe like this. Maybe not to the same extent, but maybe it is to the same extent. Maybe you really feel like you are, you feel like you're on the verge of death in whatever way. Maybe it's spiritual death, physical death, I don't know, but maybe that really is where you are. Or maybe you just feel like you are being suffocated by this feeling of overwhelm. I know that in this place, it can be really hard to think of God as our rock or our fortress or our deliverer or our shield. But I also know that it is possible to have confidence that this is who God is, even when we feel maybe like death. In verse 3, it says, I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. And going back down to verse 6, it said, in my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. And I think that is where confidence can come from. Confidence in God can come from knowing that God actually hears our prayers, that our prayers are not just floating out and sinking into the wall. They actually make it to him on his throne. Do you think of prayers that way when you're praying, and especially when you're feeling disconnected? Do you truly believe that he hears it? Sometimes I think about God like he is, if you've ever seen, what is it called, Bruce Almighty, which by the way is absolutely not a accurate biblical depiction of God, but at one point, like, you see how many emails are coming in that are like represented as prayers, and his email gets over flooded, God's does, and he just says yes to everything because he doesn't want to go through all the emails. I don't know, I don't think I recommend that movie, but that part, sometimes that's how I think about God, is he's getting like too many requests, there's too much going on, why would he be really actually listening to me? Especially when people are praying bigger prayers or they're having a harder life or, you know, whatever it might be. It's hard to believe sometimes that my prayers are actually hitting his ears. But that's what this is saying, is from his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. David is not like God's favorite son, and so that's why he's listening. We are children of God, and so God listens. Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. 1 John 15:4 says, and this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And Hebrews 4:13 tells us that not only can God hear our prayers, but he also can read our thoughts and the intents of our heart. Confidence comes from this, from truly believing that God is hearing us and God wants to be these things to us. He wants to be our protector. He wants to be our deliverer. He wants to be our friend and the one that we run to. That's why he created us, for that kind of a relationship. And so today I just want to leave you with that image. I want to leave you with the image in your mind of you praying and just watching your words or your thoughts or whatever you're sending actually going to God and his throne, and that he is taking the time to listen. It hits him in the ear. However, whatever this looks like in your head, it hits him and he is listening to yours individually. And he knows what to do with this. He is the only one who knows what to do with your prayers. And as you imagine this, I want you to just picture that love and that compassion and that care in his eyes. You were made for him, and he will not desert you ever. And so even though it's so challenging, I encourage you today to try to find the confidence in knowing that the God that created this whole universe, everything in it, is listening to you, and that he is worthy of praise. And when it's hard to believe that, again, try to remember the times when he has pulled you out, when you have known and actually been able to see that he is your rock and that he protects you. Try to remember those times, because it is easy to forget. And we will see that even David often forgets, because he's also human. Anyways, I hope that's helpful today. Again, I wanted to make these short and just leave you with something to think about. If you have any feedback you want to give me, please feel free to reach out on social media. I love hearing from people about the podcast. Otherwise, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I will be back soon.